This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spike's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. I love getting questions from listeners and suggestions for Garden Bite topics. A listener asked what plants get along with each other and what plants might not. Invasive plants don't play well with others. If you don't mind a plant creating your garden, then that invasive or easy spreader, as they're referred to in plant catalogs, is a good buy. If you want creative control, then be careful. Now, who are the lovely plants that get along? You know my love for ornamental grasses. They really do play nice with everything, although some spread more than others. Mixing textures adds another dimension. I like the big blooms of daylilies with the soft, ethereal look of some of the panicum and switchgrasses. Of course, coneflowers and daisies also look lovely with grasses. The shades of white in daisies add a nice contrast to bright-colored coneflowers. In the shade garden, hostas are like the sun-loving ornamental grasses. They look good with anything, including bleeding hearts, snake root, heuchera, wild indigo, and spiderwort. And then there's the black walnut tree. My neighbor has two, planted on the lot line. I do not like it for a variety of reasons. The nuts are extremely annoying, or maybe it's the squirrels who plant them everywhere. It also produces toxic juglone. I have a link to the University of Wisconsin Extension with a list of plants that black walnut does not play well with, along with all this other information on my website, gardenbite.com. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.